Hey.
It's your
everybody.
Every amazing.
Actions will be taken.
It's your Toucher and Rich.
Big drinker.
Brooke and Red Sox recap.
Like he scored.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. Big win yesterday, obviously. This looks like this series is going to end in Los Angeles.
It was a good game, and it was quicker than usual.
Yes.
I liked it.
Relatively quick, absolutely. All right, well, young Nicholas, young sickly Nicholas, went and risked his health to go out there and talk to the fans after the big win.
There, but you speak of sickly Nicholas, there was something the other day where some guy, like, saw Nick and recognized him and, like, grabbed him and started jumping around. And Nick's like, hey, man, I hate to say this, but you can't really do that because I've had, like, this really bad heart surgery. And he goes, oh, yeah, well, me too. And he lifts up his shirt and he's got, like, a scar. And he goes, yeah, but those are stab wounds.
Oh, yeah, you guys were talking about that. Yeah. And Nick was, like, just wanted to leave.
And
Nick
got like, scared. Yeah, I'm going to end the recap here. See you, man.
Yeah.
And
he just took
smart man.
Yeah, Nick like, got frightened.
You show me your stab wounds. You see, to me, I was like, you know, I wanted you to ask how he got them, but I also completely understand you doing one of those Flintstone moves with the feet moving and just taking off.
Right. Because they could have been buddies if they both had had the open heart surgery.
Sure.
All right. Well, here is young Nicholas out in front of Fenway Park last night.
Can we use this for the radio?
Of course you can.
All right. Tell me about tonight's game so far.
So far is actually awesome.
Why aren't you in Fenway Park?
I got kicked out.
Why? What happened?
Drinking too many beers or what?
All right, so you pay to get in.
Imagine getting kicked out of the World Series.
I could see getting kicked out of any regular season game.
Yes.
Even a divisional game, I could see getting kicked out of.
Average ticket price yesterday was $860. How do you go in there and say, I'm getting effed up so much that you get escorted out of the game.
And you got free tickets. That's the only way that happens. Because if you spent money, there's no way in hell you allow yourself to go that far down the road.
And there's no way you got that drunk in the stadium.
Did you see this guy, Bird? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Did you see? Because Bird was working security last night. Did you see this guy? All right. You there, said you did not see.
There's because there's no way that you can get that effed up at the game. That's got to be a lot of pre-gaming.
Drinking too many beers or whatever.
How many beers did you have?
Eight.
Eight? That's not a lot.
No, it's really not. You're that drunk that you got kicked out after eight beers?
By the way, congratulations for affording eight beers at Fenway last
night. I was just going to say, what's 18 times 15? What's 8 times 15?
Was he wearing a top hat and a monocle?
Eight beers. That effed up and kicked out
like
of game.
$120 worth of beer right there.
Right. I mean, that's you got to reevaluate. Eight beers getting you that drunk.
No, exactly.
How are you getting home and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting home.
All right, good. So tell me about the game so far.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I'm getting home.
How are you getting home? I'm getting home.
Yeah, I'm not going to live here.
Yeah,
I'm not going to live here. The place was standing.
Just so you're worried, yeah. I'm not going to be here.
David Price pitch awesome. Dodgers actually probably posed a couple of bats that probably could stung us, but other than that, that's all.
I hear you.
I think that's the headline of the Globe today.
Where did he find Joe Buck after the game? Had a couple of bats that stung us. Ah, eight beers. That's like, eight beers, all right. Would you take eight beers and 17 Oxycontin?
Do you think Manny Machado's a dirty player?
Of course I do.
How come?
Because he's been a dirty player since Dave Bonds and David Sale. He's a dirty player.
All right, well, that was not coherent at all.
Well, at least David Sale, you know, we might see him on the mound again.
Even if he said Chris Sale, that's not making any sense.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting home.
I'm getting home at some point.
Yeah. Slowly but surely.
Yeah. Yes. I'm gonna stumble on home.
make my way.
So it's a grandpa. Tell you about the time he went to the World Series in 2018. I drank 8 beers, got kicked out, and went home. Dodgers posed a couple of bats that could have stung us, but whatever.
All right. What do you think about what's going to happen in the rest of the series?
Red Sox 6.
Red Sox at 6.
Yeah.
Who's going to be MVP?
Drew Benintendi.
Yeah. Why's that?
Who?
Drew Benintendi.
Drew Benintendi.
It's just, he couldn't say Andrew. He just gave up completely on the first syllable.
Well, listen.
Andrew Benintendi.
What am I shocked that you actually purchased?
Red Sox 6.
how Nick knew he was saying Red Sox and 6? He speaks drunk.
Yeah. Why's that?
Because he's got 4 hits and he
stepped up.
Yeah.
Now, I do have a question, and it's very important. Are you an ass man?
Should I be an ass man?
Well, do you like an ass?
Yeah, of course I do.
That's kind of a lower octave of your laugh.
Yeah, I'm an ass man.
Well, Woody Woodpecker.
Maybe that is the actual wrestler.
Is it now?
Yeah, of course I do.
All right, Rich.
Young Nicholas didn't stop there.
No, he did not.
He continued to talk to people outside Fenway Park, either during or after the big Red Sox game, and he continued.
Can we use this for the radio?
Oh, 100%, as long as Mark Gemelli says it's okay.
What's going on? What's going on?
I sleep on a recliner.
Oh. Things just got real weird.
I'm Mark Gemelli's twin. Yabba dabba doo.
All the meatballs were gone.
They cloned me. Me. Yeah, but except I make sausage and peppers.
You are a dick, you.
That guy does sound just like Mark.
He sounds exactly like him.
Mark Gemelli.
Can we use this for the radio?
Oh, 100%, as long as Mark Gemelli says it's okay. Where's Mark?
All right. What's going on?
I have no idea.
Maybe that was him with, like, the Groucho Marx glasses and mustache. It's Mark Gemelli in disguise.
Mark Gemelli!
Mark Gemelli! Ha ha! Mark Gemelli!
I'm sure he's cool with it. What did you think about tonight's game?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing, David Price. He looked like a stud out there, but not as good as Mark Gemelli, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, what are your thoughts?
Nick hates it when people reference his dad.
He does. He's like, I'm the star.
Yeah, he really. And this is not radio. Like, Nick does not like it when people just focus on his father.
I know. His dad loves Bird, too.
I mean, you got to be the straight man sometimes. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's Abbott and Costello. It's not Costello and Costello.
Every corner's for booze.
Yes, it is.
As his eyebrows go up and down.
So, what are your thoughts about the rest of the series?
Oh, I think it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to be the Red Sox in 4. The only thing worse than the Dodgers is Sarge.
Oh, all right.
Jesus. Now they're taking it to the street.
Wow. Now
it's on good. The street. Didn't see that coming.
Words on the street because it's never been. We've never.
Didn't even. Never, got a whisper in my brain.
There's never been an on the street
that would happen. Yes.
All right. Any closing thoughts about the series?
I would have to get go Sox and remember Manhattan's at 3 o'clock.
And at 4 o'clock.
Hear how dejected
right,
Nick
man.
Is.
Shut up.
It's mine. I know my dad's the star. I know. Say something nice about me.
And at 4 o'clock.
And at 4 o'clock. Mark Gemelli rules.
All right. Well, you just broke young Nicholas's heart a second time.
as opposed to just the first time.
All right.
Cervelli.
Dave Richard is a man who is a fantasy football guru. He will be joining us 617-779-0985 with your questions.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting home.
Toucher and Rich. You don't have to lift a finger to wake up to Toucher and Rich.
No way.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Fantasy football with Dave Richard is brought to you by Nissan. Nissan, driven to excite. You can catch Dave on Fantasy Football Today live every day at noon Eastern on CBS Sports' new streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ, for the latest sports news highlights and smart analysis. It's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or for free on the CBS Sports app. Here we are with the great Dave Richard. Hello, sir.
And good morning, Fred. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I had my two best receivers were out last week, so I took a bit of a beating. And also, I had to, you know, scramble to get some receivers, and I released Nick Chubb. And then within 24 hours, it was announced that Carlos Hyde had been traded. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, well, I wish I could make you feel better about that, but that's just dumb luck, and that happens all the time in fantasy football. It'll come back to you, though. You'll get some good luck going your way. What's your record right now?
I believe I am – what week is this coming up? Week six?
Week eight.
So week eight. I might be 4-4. I might be 3-4.
Okay, so you need a win this week. We'll get you there.
All right.
All right, so this is the week that, I mean, there's just been a ton of injuries over the last several days, and I happen to have both Sony Michel and Marshawn Lynch on my team, so I am screwed. I need to find somebody who is a value running back who is still left on the waiver wire. Who could I find for this upcoming week?
Well, let's start with Jalen Richard, who I was going to save toward the end, but what the hell. We'll talk about him now, still available in about 30% of CBS Sports leagues. There's a lot of talk about Doug Martin being the feature guy in Oakland. I don't know if that's such a good thing, because I think the Raiders are going to be playing from behind quite a bit. But they just lost Amari Cooper. That's a big target for them. And I think Jalen Richard will pick up some of that slack. We've seen him get five or more catches in three of his last four games. Hasn't scored a touchdown yet this season. Should get an uptick in carries and catches now that Marshawn's gone, that Amari Cooper's gone. And this is a Raiders team that's, A, going to play from behind, and, B, they like to get the ball out quickly. They don't want Derek Carr taking sacks behind that patchwork offensive line. So, nice short area target for him to lean on is Jalen Richard. So you can look for him. Doug Martin would be a little bit more of a desperation type pickup. And a lot of people have picked him up. They're going to be disappointed. He's owned in just about as many leagues as Giovanni Bernard. And if there's one other name at running back that you can speculate on, you know what? There's two. There's one right in your own backyard with the Patriots. Kenyon Barner could be the guy to compliment James White over the next couple of weeks while Sony Michel is gone. And the Jets lost Bilal Powell. And you'd think, okay, this just means that Isaiah Crowell is going to get every carry. But in the very game that they lost Powell, they went to Trenton Cannon, who's a young running back on their team, and he caught a bunch of passes. I don't know if I'm ready to start him yet, Rich, but I do think that he does have a chance to get around 8-9 carries, 4-5 catches a week. And with the Jets trailing from behind most weeks, including this week in Chicago, I think those catches can come into play.
All right, what about the people who've been stashing Le'Veon Bell? Should they be freaking out right now?
I mean, if they haven't been freaking out for the last 2 months, I don't know. I guess they just haven't been paying attention.
Isn't this the week?
He will be back at some point.
Yeah, this is the week, right?
This was supposed to be the week, and Le'Veon still hasn't shown up yet. So he's not going to play this week, even if he shows up on Friday or Saturday. He will not play. And when he does show up, I would imagine that the Steelers will tell him, you know what, we're going to put you on the roster exemption list for a couple of weeks because you made us wait for you. Now you're going to wait for us. That'll cost him two more games. And then if James Conner is healthy and playing as well as he has recently, why in the world would they go to Le'Veon Bell and put James Conner on the bench? They will use them both. It'll be a little bit more of a fantasy nuisance than anything else. But I think James Conner does have a chance here to be the main guy in Pittsburgh the rest of the way, even when Le'Veon Bell does come back. So here's what the story is. If you have Le'Veon Bell on your team, you're drafting with the first-round pick. He's an ornament on your bench. It's like putting a little star at the top of your Christmas tree. You have a star on your fantasy bench. That's as good as it's going to get. And if he does get the opportunity to play, you'll be happy that you still have him on your team, and you'll use him then, whenever that will be.
Is Doyle from Indianapolis ever going to play?
He is practicing this week, so there is a chance that he does play. But Eric Ebron has done so much in the past couple of weeks that I don't know if Indianapolis is really going to – I think they're going to use both of these guys. I think Doyle's return will hurt their slot receiver, Chester Rogers, a lot more than it will hurt Eric Ebron. Ebron's not going to come off the field. He's just too good. He's getting end zone targets every single week. So I still look at Ebron as a top 12 tight end. But let's just put it this way. If you've got Ebron on your team and you've got another good tight end, or there's one on your waiver wire that you can pick up, somebody who's still languishing out there like an O.J. Howard, something like that, go ahead and pick them up and then try and trade Ebron. Get what you can for him, because I do think his value will slide just a little bit. Might be a little more touchdown dependent once Doyle comes back.
All right, Dave, we've seen Josh Gordon slowly get a little bit of chemistry with Tom Brady, and he's been okay fantasy-wise over the past couple of weeks. Is it finally at a point where you could put him as one of your receivers or flex and take him off the bench?
Absolutely, and I felt that way last week, and I'll tell you what, he underwhelmed a little bit last week, and he had 100 yards, but I had high expectations for Josh Gordon, and now they're taking on Buffalo, and I would imagine that every Patriots player is going to be worth starting this week against the Bills. They should be able to do what they want against them, and it's actually going to help the passing game that Sony Michel isn't going to play in this game. I don't see Kenyon Barner getting 20 carries. I don't see James White getting even 12 carries. I think they'll split probably around 23, 24 carries, and Tom Brady's going to do the rest, and he's trying to connect with Josh Gordon. There are deep targets. There are end zone targets every single game. And I would expect that they continue to try and get in rhythm, and he will be good for fantasy this week. I like him as a number two receiver.
Do you like him better than T.Y. Hilton?
No, I don't like him better than T.Y. Hilton.
Okay.
T.Y.
Right.
Hilton's going up against the Raiders.
Okay.
Pretty much, if you're playing against the Raiders or the Giants, or the Bucks or the Falcons, you're in really good shape right now.
All right. Kevin, you were on with the great fantasy football expert, Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, you guys. So this is a full PPR question. So Kerryon Johnson, Mark Ingram, Nick Chubb, and also quick trade question. Should I trade away, I have Le'Veon Bell, should I trade away James Conner for Odell Beckham?
It depends on your running back depth. That's really what it comes down to on that trade. I think Beckham does have more value and seems a little safer rest of season than James Conner. But if all you have is, I'll tell you what, if that's the same team as the running backs that you have, then I would make that deal. And then you start Kerryon and Chubb this week. But if you don't make that trade, then it's Kerryon and James Conner.
All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on with the great Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. Hey. I have a wide receiver 3 question. I don't know if I should start Jakeem Grant, D.D. Westbrook, or I have Mike Riley sitting on my bench. He never scores. I don't know if he's ever scored in his life. But
sorry, that's the best Sarge call yet.
That is the best Sarge. Dave, that's a inside joke on the show.
Sorry. It's nothing. No, I get it.
It has nothing to do with you.
That was good, man. They're getting clever. Wow. You got to get clever now. It's almost getting to the point where if I sniff it out, I almost don't want to hear it.
You got to really go a long way to top that one.
Yet I'm still to blame. Yet according to Sarge, I'm still to blame.
God. Well, you started it.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, I hypnotized the audience. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Got a quick quarterback question. Do I start Trubisky against the Jets or Aaron Rodgers against the Rams?
I love both those quarterbacks this week. They're both top 7 for me, but I'm going to go with Rodgers against the Rams. After the bye week, I would expect him to play better, and I think he's going to have to put up a lot of points. They're just not running the ball as much as we thought that they would. Rodgers, with his receiving core healthy, should be able to put up a lot of numbers on the Rams.
Who would have thought we'd ever be comparing Rodgers and Trubisky when it comes to...
crazy year.
All right. Dave, who will excite fantasy owners this week? It's brought to you by Nissan Driven to Excite.
I always like to look for tight ends because that's a position of need. And over the last 2 weeks, Chris Herndon of the Jets has actually been playing fairly well. And the one thing that I always knew about Sam Darnold when he came into the NFL was that he likes checking it down over the middle passes or more in his forte. He's not a daring quarterback downfield. And Herndon has been getting the targets, getting the touches and certainly been finding the end zone. He's taking on Chicago this week. The Jets are going to have to play from behind. It's just a matter of fact. I think Herndon's part of the reason why Jermaine Kearse didn't have the big week last week that a lot of people thought he would. And I think Chris Herndon keeps it going. I would trust him over Jordan Reed, Greg Olsen, and Evan Engram this week in fantasy.
All right. Well, sounds good. Dave Richard, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. And you can catch Dave on Fantasy Football Today live every day at noon on CBS Sports, new streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ, for the latest sports news highlights and smart analysis. And it's all free on CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. All right, Dave, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Always look forward to it, guys. Be good.
All right, appreciate it. There was a, you know, fandom. People have gone a little crazy here. And, you know, whenever you have a big-time champion caliber team in the Boston area, people feel like they need to get on board. And very much like the question that was asked to Bill Belichick by a member of the media,
mm-hmm.
That he, you know, he was just warming up the old guy and it didn't work. There is a song that's right around the same lines, correct?
There is.
Hey, Coach, how about those socks?
It's what everyone's wondering nowadays.
Hey, Coach, how about those socks?
Hey, Coach, how about those socks?
You know, we're not at a barbecue where our wives are friends and we're trying to make small talk.
This is an actual press conference.
This is a press conference.
Hey, Coach, how about those socks?
How about those socks? Okay. Shut up. But is this a layman who made this song, Rich, or is this an international rock sensation?
Well, I mean, this isn't a Mudflap Junior Jones of Red Sox Fan I Can Die fame, but it is just a, I'm sure someone local loves himself the Sox, and he wants to know the answer to that question as well.
All right. We will have that for you. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich.
A great chance to flex their accent muscles.
The Dodgers will take on the Red Sox first on their turf right there in Boston.
That's right. Yeah. Boston, right?
Boston.
Yeah.
Game one of the World Series from Fenway Park.
We're live at Fenway Park.
Fenway Park to see the green monster up close.
Let's see if we can find some wicked smart Dodgers fans.
So if you're about to jump in your car.
Don't leave your car in the yard out there, Bob, Rob.
Have some clam chowder.
Clam chowder. Some chowder.
Clam chowder.
Boston, you're going down. That's my best accent, no?
Yeah, no. Definitely no.
Oh, Jesus.
You let it low and then.
All right, 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Danny Ainge is going to join us at 9. We'll wait on that song a little bit. I know everyone was on pins and needles about it. But Rick Honeycutt, who was in the league for a long time and played for 500 teams, is the pitching coach for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he had to complain about Fenway Park.
Yeah, this was kind of strange. So after game one, Tom Verducci spoke to Rick Honeycutt, who is the pitching coach right now and for the Dodgers. And one of the first things they talked about was he wanted to bitch about how close Red Sox fans sit to the bullpens. He was asked about the warm-up situation for Clayton Kershaw. He said it was brutal, pretty brutal. What I don't understand is why baseball allows it. You've got the rubber right there and people literally standing over you. And then he started also complaining about the taunting and the people yelling Kershaw as he was starting. And to that I said, okay, you're complaining, first of all, about taunting in a World Series game. What are you doing? On top of that, this is the way it's been since when did they redesign the bullpen?
In the 50s?
Since the 50s, the bullpen situation
out there
at Fenway has been exactly the same.
At least there's a wall there. At least the bullpen is a self-contained unit. You go to, and we were talking about
Chicago.
This earlier, Chicago, San Francisco, it's down the line. Well, I mean, honest to God,
the biggest
LA
one,
and San Francisco never play each other either, so I can understand why Honeycutt wouldn't be familiar with that.
And then you have the situation at U.S. Cellular, where the White Sox play, where if you go, it's actually kind of cool. If you go down to the bar, literally
on the bullpen is a full plane of gas. Full plane of gas. That's what I got. A full plane of glass that is the size of the bullpen. And girls like take their, I mean, it's in a bar. I mean, girls take their tops off and put them on the glass. I mean, everyone's banging on the glass.
How about this? Since then, I've been sent, and you know, I didn't right off the top of my head remember what the bullpen, you know, where the Dodgers have. It's almost the exact same situation. There are seats right next, left and right, where the Dodgers bullpen is. And the fact that he's complaining about it, on top of that, there is this kind of, if you're into like real baseball porn, then you got to be into this. There is a guy who apparently posts videos from bullpen sessions all across Major League Baseball. Mm. It's called like Bullpen Cam. Mm-hmm. And they actually have the warm-up of Clayton Kershaw before game one of this World Series.
How did you even know to look for that?
I don't know, but somebody sent it to me, and so I clicked on it for a couple of minutes.
I'm not talking about you. The guy who sent it to you, how would you even know to look for that? How do you have knowledge that there's a guy posting bullpen sessions
online? You
take
photos of the bullpen so you can sneak a peek at some feet.
Of course. John, that's not even the weirdest stuff you can find on the internet. You're not even anywhere near it.
No, for baseball it is. That's weird.
It's funny. My wife is, you know, she's a teacher over at Emerson, and she said that one of the papers that one of her students was writing was about this thing on the internet that it's videos of people watching others whisper.
Oh, ASMR.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, it's the best.
Okay, it's just hearing people whisper.
No. Well, it's much more. Tell Mary to give that person a solid C, because it's much more than that. Oh, ASMR rules.
What is that?
Okay. So, did you ever watch like Bob Ross?
Oh, yeah. Where it's like relaxing. And like,
did you get tingles in your head?
Yeah, a little bit, sure.
Yeah, so those tingles, it's called ASMR. I listen to it every afternoon before I take my nap. And it doesn't work all the time, and some people it doesn't work for. Okay. But you get this, like, really cool tingly feeling in your head. Ooh. And have you ever been talking to someone in, like, I mentioned the other day, we had a caller who was giving me ASMR.
Oh, he just has a great voice.
Like when they talk, you know, they can talk like this. Yeah. And
my agent has a voice like that. Like, and sometimes everything's okay.
And some like if someone's, you know, if it's silent and someone's like writing or something, it can happen. There's different triggers.
But that's weird because that's like millions of views. But either way, bullpen.
Oh, millions and millions and millions of views.
Yeah,
myself included.
That is strange. Bullpenvideos.com. And
well, one more thing about ASMR.
You're really into this.
Yeah, I am. You know what? It's the only thing in the world that if the girl is really hot, it sucks. Like
just
it takes
distracting. All right,
I get
it.
I can see that.
Some women that they're really hot and they wear like low cut tops or something, and you're just saying you're not in it for the right reasons.
Yeah,
this is
it bastardizes the ASMR experience.
Yeah,
but so if you go to this, like, look, I've got the video right here. It's bullpenvideos.com, and there's an account on YouTube. It's Bullpen Videos, and so I just out of curiosity, it's like, look at this. It's right behind Clayton Kershaw, and I'm watching it. It has sound and everything, and there's like tons of these. Like, people just like watching guys warm up.
It might be an ASMR video, just a nice
for baseball fans.
Maybe. Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, did he just happen to have an atrocious experience where someone was reaching over and trying to grab him, or they were throwing things at him, or they were saying, you know, ridiculous things or whatever?
No, there's a cop right there. I mean, there's
cops everywhere. There's one at each end of the bullpen.
There's the famous cop.
Oh, yeah, the arms over there. So I think he retired, yeah.
Yeah, well,
which, by the way, I saw him about 6 months after that at Copley Square, and people were going up getting their pictures with him, and he was lifting up his hands at every picture.
And he was probably tired of it.
Because he disappears, he turns invisible when his arms are by his side.
Apparently, he's like super into it.
Oh, is he really? Still.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a cool thing. If you're him, that's cool.
If you throw anything or if you start getting really obscene, they're going to kick you out.
But yeah, but I'm watching this and there's none of that problem. Why this guy is bitching when it seems to be par for the course. Matter of fact, better than a lot of the bullpens, just like
US
the ones you just mentioned.
US Cellular is insane. It's awesome. But because, I mean, you're at their level.
Right.
But it's insane. I mean, can you imagine what people in a bar, and there's not cops, to my knowledge, in that bullpen. Can you imagine, or there's not a lot, can you imagine what people do up against that glass? I mean, drunk-ass people on the south side of Chicago? I bet you it's a whole situation.
I thought the bullpen at Tampa Bay Stadium was just right along the first baseline.
The Cubs have it on each baseline.
And there's like high top tables with people drinking right by it. I mean, they may have changed it, but
I don't know. I'm sure there's a video there you can watch. Check out the Tampa one. I'm sure he has it listed.
Yeah, bullpen videos.
Bullpenvideos.com, is that where I'm going for this?
Oh my God, there's a lot of them. You got Verlander. You want to see Verlander warming up?
In Tampa? Let's go.
No, right here.
Oh, okay.
You got it right here.
Oh, that's something else.
That is weird, man.
Tom, Jesus. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to give you guys an ASMR on traffic. I'm behind a Dodge Caravan right now. There's a lady next to me in a Honda Civic. Hi, how you doing? I'm putting on the brake, applying the brake. Pressure is good. So...
I'm getting the tingles.
It didn't work.
I thought there was going to be a Sarge Sucks in there, but it didn't happen.
No, he was it was a good guy. He's trying to give us an ASMR experience, but it was a little off.
So that's just, I mean, come on. You're embarrassing yourself with that. If that's what you're going to complain about.
It'd be one thing if they were if they were saying like stuff about someone's kids or something like that.
Fred, of course.
No, that's what I'm, of course. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that they said people could just like reach out and grab him.
But they're not going to reach out and grab him because they'll get arrested.
Well, the best is I didn't remember this, and but there was a fight.
Let alone
the guy had fallen into the bullpen.
Yeah.
Back in what, 2002? Was it 2002, 2003?
Oh, 2003.
Okay, had fallen into the bullpen, and there was a fight. Which is kind of great.
Jeff Nelson, not Jeff Weaver.
Okay.
Nelson, a very large individual.
Yeah, that's a lot different.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised it doesn't happen more often, to be quite honest. Like people don't fall into the bullpen.
Well, it's like running on the field. You're going to get arrested. Yeah. I mean, you can't touch. There's nothing you can do. If you're too obscene, they're going to kick you out. If you fall in there or if you try to touch them, they're going to kick you out. I mean, it's not a golf tournament.
Is that your dream, Bird, working security at the Red Sox game, that someone would run out in the field and you're the first guy? You don't want to do that?
Why not?
I mean, come on. You have like basically carte blanche to this guy up.
No, but I don't want to. If it happens, I have to do it. But like, other than that, I really don't want to.
Why?
Because I just...
Because he scored a touchdown at Everett High, and what does he need?
He's already reached his peak, and this would be down from that.
No, why would he? I mean, he's done it on the real field. Why does he have to do it at Fenway?
And the crowd goes crazy.
No, I understand where you're coming from with that, but I'm not.
You would rather
charge anybody around the field if an idiot goes out there. Yeah, I'm going to do my job.
You would rather no one go on the field. Yeah. Is what you're saying, which is the correct thing to say given your position.
But if it happens, that's our point. If it were to happen.
Well, I don't think Bird's not into hurting people. And I think that's a nice trait.
Oh, this is weird. Some are saying that the big ASMR things that you're talking about, that, you know, the instead of just the whispering, there are videos of hockey puck passes stick to stick.
Yep.
Just back and forth.
They did one. It doesn't work for me, but Deadspin put one up of Vlad Guerrero Jr. Taking batting practice.
Oh, yep. That's right. Also, basketball net swooshes.
Okay,
that doesn't work for me.
Basketball sneaker squeaks. You see, I would think that would be annoying.
Have you tried you tried all of this?
No, just I know it wouldn't work, and just because mine is basically voice. It has to be the voice.
Okay.
And strangely enough, prefer usually a male voice.
Oh wow! Okay, so this is the Tampa bullpen. Look at that. Like, you are just out of foul ball territory.
Yeah, you got to deal with five people. There's a lot of parks.
The picnic area, as I thought, is next to it.
No, there's like six people in chairs sitting right there next to you.
Yes, that's how it is at a lot of parks.
Hey, how are you?
I mean, Wrigley Field, they're right there.
And from St. Pete today?
Yeah, how's it going?
In fairness, no one complains about Tampa for obvious reasons. All right, we will be back talking to Danny Ainge at 9 o'clock.
Tucker and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
After a huge year, flies one into right. This one will drop. Red Sox are on top. Two runs score. It's 4-2.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Tucker and Rich. And we will be joined in just a few moments by the great Danny Ainge.
This is interesting because as big... as a World Series that this is, the market prices, like for the off-market ticket prices, they are down a decent bit. I mean, the biggest one was by far the Chicago Cubs. I mean, that was the one that everyone wanted because of breaking the curse and all that stuff like that back in 2016. So the average price was for that one, wow, $6,641. It's the top. That was the top of all time for the World Series. And then last year it was $3,000. And these are like when they played in Houston. So far this year, the average price they're saying is $1,600 on the black market. That is significantly lower when it comes to Boston. And then for the Dodgers games, it's even lower than that. It's $1,200.
Well, it's now it's going to be really low. Talking about again the situation with the Red Sox bullpen. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up, John?
I just wanted to pile on the idiot Dodgers coach who's...
go ahead, John. Start over again.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to add on and pile on that idiot Dodgers coach who's complaining about the bullpen.
Yep.
Basically, I just wanted to add that I don't care if Fenway had like the fans closer than any other ballpark. You can't change it. Like, you can't do anything about it. Even if you don't like it, it's just the way it is. Like, why would you bitch about it? Like, I don't like the fact that Sarge is still employed on the radio, but I get on and I move on with my day. What can I do?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now that one Fred and I saw coming down the pipe.
Yeah, the one turning Dave Richards segment is the best of all time. That was
a good one. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Talking about creepy, weird things on the internet, I wanted to comment. You're missing one of the most obvious ones. Is there's a guy on Twitter who's in his 30s and obsessed with wrestling.
Aha! Wow. Callers have upped their game today. They really have.
I mean, they're getting creative.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, when it sneaks into a recap, then you know you're doing all right.
That is pretty good. Wow. All right. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, 8 to 10 years ago, I was over at a Red Sox. They were playing Oakland, and Oakland was in town. I just got pretty much belligerently drunk and decided to take it out on the bullpen. So I went over and I was harassing Kurt Sarlu so bad that Houston Street got me to go away by giving me a ball. So I thought that was kind of a story.
You bullied your way into getting a souvenir.
So that's what you do if you want a souvenir.
If you want a baseball, start heckling
someone in the bullpen.
Yeah, if your kid is going crazy,
I like
and
that.
Yelling and kicking you, you give him a nice candy bar.
It was like, all right, if I give you this ball, will you just shut up? That was like that one story about how Axl Rose was there. Like, this is what the old Guns N' Roses, they were playing, and he was in this hotel, and there was a dude knocking on a bucket outside of his window, and it was driving him insane. So he got one of his guys from the road crew to go out and tell him, listen, if you stop playing your bucket, Axl will let you open for Guns N' Roses later on tonight. And sure enough, they brought him out on stage as the first act for 5 minutes. This dude went up and banged on a bucket, and that was it.
Okay. I think there's a lot of things.
Okay. Just anything. Just shut up, please. Bully your way into getting what you wanted.
That seems like I think you could have given him some drumsticks or something else. No,
but then again, that's just Axel.
I wonder if there was a negotiation of some sort and he demanded to be looked upon in that way. Mike, go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Just want to say how it's just so funny how the Dodgers complain about how our fans are trash-talking them so much while they're in the bullpen. You go to any other stadium during the World Series, I guarantee you that's going to happen to every single one of their pitchers.
Yeah.
Every single one. And it's just laughable because these guys have to be so soft mentally to let just a simple drunk fan at Fenway Park get into their head so much where they can't go out and perform for what they've been doing for over 100 games this season.
Yeah, I mean the idea that you can handle the pressure of a huge television audience and a crowd of how many tens of thousands of people, and that a couple hecklers in the bullpen are going to bother you is a little outrageous.
And by the way, in fairness, it wasn't Kershaw that complained; it was the pitching coach. So
Rick Honeycutt.
Yeah, it was Rick Honeycutt. So I mean, don't crap on Kershaw for that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Did you think it was going to happen on that last one, too?
Yep,
I did.
Yeah,
I absolutely.
Too.
I thought that All was right, Danny Ainge. Maybe Danny Ainge will do it.
Right. He listens.
No commercials here, just the headlines.
WDCFM and HD Boston. This is the home of the New England Patriots. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Leslie Media Group Station.